The following program is a recording of a live broadcast transmitted 7 a.m. Beijing time.
Examining the events that impact and shape China and the rest of the world. This is the Beijing Hour, 1 hour of news and information brought to you twice a day, every weekday by China Radio International.
Paul James with you on this Wednesday, January the 11th, 2012. Welcome to the Beijing Hour, coming to you live from the Chinese capital. Beijing Morning Post headline, no medical advice on Weibo. Health authorities here in Beijing, here in China, now say that doctors and their medical institutions are welcome to open up a microblog account. However, the authorities are cautioning them not to dispense medical advice or do online consultations via those Weibo accounts. They're citing privacy concerns as the reason for that directive. Richard St. Cyr is a blogger. He has the popular expat health blog, myhealthbeijing.com. He's also a registered physician with the Beijing United Family Hospital. He joins us now on the line for his thoughts on the Chinese newspapers. But before we get into what you were reading on the papers, though, I want to ask you about this article from the Beijing Morning Post, Dr. Richard. You can set up a Weibo, but you can't dispense advice. So do you dispense advice via your myhealthbeijing.com? blog, Richard?
Yeah, of course I do. So that's a very interesting update. Yes, thank you for sharing that. I have no idea how that's actually going to play out, but I have a very popular Weibo now. Hmm. Not just the blog, but I certainly dispense health advice, which is exactly what you just said. I'm not supposed to be doing anymore.
I'm not sure
exactly what they mean. I know we have certainly a hospital policy. We never give specific medical advice to any patient. That's different. Mm. So they're just doing general health things.
Right. I think that's sort of what they were shooting at. At least that yeah. seems to be the call is that, basically if somebody asks you a specific medical question vis-a-vis your Weibo, I don't think that they want you to, start dishing out exact, remedies or treatments, basically. That's the way I read into it. But anyway, I just I'll get your advice. Anyway, you're reading through the papers. What other medical advice or medical, insights from the papers can you draw out for us today?
Yeah, now I'm afraid to give medical advice on the radio.
Don't you dare.
Oh, it's okay. All right. So there was a couple things. A really interesting article yesterday in all the papers. China is cracking down on the stem cell industry. Stem cell research is huge in China and a lot of Asian countries, but it's really not ready for prime time in almost any disease. And like in the Western culture, most things are barely out of phase 3 trials. It's only at like 2 or 3 things that it's actually indicated for. So I personally have been really nervous about the stem cell hospitals advertising for patients all over the world to come over here. I don't think the treatment's been really evidence-based. So finally, I think the Chinese government is starting to realize that, and they're actually putting a freeze on all new stem cell therapies are kind of regulating it, which I think is long overdue. I think it's really good news.
Mm, interesting. What was the other article that caught your attention, Richard?
Well, of course, there's another air pollution thing. Everyone woke up in Beijing yesterday, and it was basically white out. It was just a 500 AQI day.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Which caused a lot of travel. But the more important thing was that long-term, they just announced last week that they're just within a week, they're going to be finally publishing PM2.5 hourly data in Beijing. It's it's actually amazing. Just a couple months ago, you couldn't even talk about PM2.5. Mm. And then they felt pressure, and they were going to do it by 2016. But now, all of a sudden, it's going to be by next week. So I think it's great news. So we don't have to rely on the U.S. Embassy anymore. They'll actually be hourly updates from multiple spots all over Beijing, which I think is great news. Mm. Very encouraging.
Well, that being said, advice very quickly for anybody concerned specifically about the air quality.
Oh, gosh, always lots of advice. Certainly yesterday on a 500 AQI day, everyone should have been thinking about wearing a mask if you were outside. Anything over 200 really is in most countries. The children would not be allowed to be playing in kindergarten. Really, if you were biking to work, you should certainly have been avoiding it if you could a little bit. If you had heart disease, you certainly shouldn't have been really outside yesterday morning. It was extremely bad. It's extremely rare for that to ever happen in any other country. Mm. But here, it's unfortunately relatively common, so we get a little bit blasé. But definitely, people should be avoiding it, yeah?
All right. Richard St. Cyr, doctor with Beijing United Family and founder of expat health blog, myhealthbeijing.com.